Brian Jennings has the news in full.
In the United States, the alleged mastermind of the 9/11 attacks on New York and Washington has agreed to a plea bargain under which he will not face the death penalty. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two accomplices will plead guilty to almost 3,000 murders in order to avoid a trial on charges carrying the death penalty. The three have been in U.S. custody since 2003. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is reputed to have come up with the idea of flying hijacked passenger planes into prominent U.S. targets and brought the plan to Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden in 1996. Mohammed and his co-accused, Walid bin Attash and Mustafa al-Hassawi, allegedly recruited, trained and financed the teams of attackers who flew the planes into both towers of the World Trade Center and the Pentagon in 2001. Captured in 2003 and held in secret CIA prisons where they were tortured, they've been held in a US military prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, since 2006. There were 12 years of pre-trial hearings centred on the admissibility of statements and evidence obtained as a result of torture. Now the US Defense Department, which is prosecuting the case under military law, has informed relatives of the 2,976 victims of the attacks that it will accept a deal under which the three will plead guilty to murder charges, avoiding the risks of a trial that could have faltered on the issue of torture. In return, the accused will not face the death penalty. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
In Britain, a 17-year-old boy has been charged with 3 counts of murder and 10 counts of attempted murder following Monday's stabbing attack. It follows a second night of violent demonstrations with protesters clashing with police at a number of locations, including outside Downing Street. Our London correspondent, Tommy Maskell.
At around midnight last night, it was confirmed by the UK's Crown Prosecution Service that a 17-year-old boy had been charged with 3 counts of murder and 10 counts of attempted murder following Monday's multiple stabbing attack. He is due to appear at Liverpool City Magistrates Court later today. 3 young girls lost their lives in the attack. 5 other children remain critical. Meanwhile, there was a second night of violent clashes in Britain. More than 100 people were arrested in central London following clashes with police outside Downing Street. Bottles and cans were thrown at officers. Flares were launched towards the Downing Street gates. Separately, there were violent incidents in other parts of Britain too, including in Hartlepool in the north of England. Tommy Maskell, RTE News, London.
The United Nations Security Council has called for increased diplomatic efforts to avert a wider conflict in the Middle East. It follows the deaths of 2 key militant leaders in strikes on Iran and Lebanon this week. Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh was killed yesterday in an airstrike that Iran and Hamas say was conducted by Israel. Iran has threatened harsh punishment for the assassination. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has been criticised for questioning the racial identity of his presumptive election rival, Kamala Harris. A White House spokesperson described the comments as repulsive. During a gathering of the National Association of Black Journalists, Mr. Trump claimed that the Democrat had focused on her Indian heritage and accused her of downplaying her black heritage.
I've known her a long time indirectly, not directly very much, and she was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
She is always identified as a black woman.
I respect either one. But she obviously doesn't.
Several Irish athletes are among those competing on the 6th day of the Paris Olympics. It comes after disappointment last night for swimmer Mona McSharry and boxer Aoife O'Rourke. From Paris, Darren Frehel reports.
Mona McSharry and Aoife O'Rourke bowed out of their individual events last night. McSharry returned to the pool after her bronze medal win on Monday, but didn't come through her semi-final in the 200 metres. She'll swim in the relay at the weekend. In the ring, Aoife O'Rourke lost to Poland's Elisabetha Wojciech in the middleweight division. O'Rourke lost her bout on a split decision, her opponent lucky to escape points deduction after a series of warnings from the referee for holding and a slap at one stage. Today is day six at the Games. Among the highlights from an Irish perspective, rowers Philip Doyle and Dara Lynch will be competing in the final of the double sculls later this morning. And in sailing, the Irish 49er crew will be in the medal race in the skiff in Marseille. They're currently second overall. Darren Frehel, RTE News, Paris.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Take home heating efficiency to new levels with Grant's air-to-water heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
A warm and humid day with a mix of clouds, sunny spells and a few showers. Showers are most likely across the west and northwest of the country. Highest temperatures 19 to 24 degrees.